One of our questions was, how do you handle, like, a changing production when you're trying to, you know, do your thing?
Yeah, so, I mean, luckily Blizzard's pretty good at actually planning out our productions quite well. Luckily, I think it's one of those things where since we kind of control our IP and we control our release dates, we're not answering to, like, a larger company, then we get to kind of schedule things out in the appropriate amount of time. That being said, there's always going to be some production hurdles or things that take way longer than you thought they were going to take. You know, you bid it out for a couple days and it ends up taking a couple weeks,
yeah.
And people are like, is this going to get done?
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes it just the solution is just longer hours. Sometimes it's just having a conversation with the guy next to you to be like, hey, this isn't working. Do you have a technique that works? Or have you done something like this? You know, it's very interactive. And, you know, I think all the teams love working with each other to make sure, you know, we get the best result in the end.
Yeah. So what got you interested in doing, like, effects for Bane?
So I actually came from a film background. I worked in movies for 5 or 6 years before I kind of got into games. But games is, to me, it's one of those mediums that's still evolving. You know, film's been around for 100 years. And, yeah, the visual effects side of things is always evolving. But games, you know, it's so new, it's so fresh, that there's still so much left to do with it. You know, so it was really kind of about that. It kind of felt like the way to go, you know, for the future, you know, to me. And it also is just a bit more freedom than film, you know.
So what did you have to do to get to, like, where you are today? Like, what type of classes or training did you have to go through?
Yeah, so I actually went to college for computer animation. And it was a 4-year, you know, BFA. But even from there, like, I kind of worked at some small studios to kind of get my foot in the door, get my name out there. And then I eventually, like, got a gig at Disney, but it was doing some direct-to-video stuff at Disney. So even there, it wasn't, like, you know, the top-tier stuff. And then it's kind of, from there, it's just been going from one place to another to kind of, like, the next big challenge, you know. And eventually, I ended up down at Weta Digital down in New Zealand and worked on Avatar for, like, 3 years. So, and from there, it was kind of like, oh, okay, now I can kind of help try to figure out where I want to go, you know, what do I want to do, you know. So it's a lot of stepping stones, it's a lot of being persistent, but also a lot of it's just timing. Like, there's times where people want to hire you, but they don't have an opening, and it all just comes down to what their schedule is, what their production's like, you know, what they can do and what they can't do, you know, hiring-wise.
Very good. What's your favorite Blizzard game and why?
Ooh. I mean, currently, I've been just playing Overwatch nonstop. But as far as, like, all time, it might be the Diablo franchise. Yeah, I think just because I played it in high school, I played it in college, and then I worked on it. So it's kind of one of those that I've gone through this
sentimental
attachment. But Overwatch currently is consuming all of my game time. So.